Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Memorial Day edition. Today's date is the 29th day of May 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it is great to be here with you on this Memorial Day. We are going to do a little rant here. We're going to talk about some events that are coming up that we think are deceptions, big deceptions. With this, two of them are coming up. In fact, we're going to talk about them in a minute. But before we do that, let me give you some of the details. IamTheWitness.com is the website, and IamTheWitness@hotmail.com is the contact information. And all of our audio files, every single one of them from everywhere on the Internet, is free to download. And the fact is, everything on the Internet, if you're not going to make money from it, is free to download. So Conspiracy Central has been placing that we are copyrighted material. Why? Because they don't want you to download our stuff. Can you imagine they would stoop to that? It's Conspiracy Central. What I'm recommending is that you tell your friends that Conspiracy Central is working for the bad guys. They're a bunch of liars. And they're working for this conference, this Muslim-Jewish-Christian alliance, which we have absolute proof that they are Zionist-controlled. And this entire conference coming up with Alex Jones is a Zionist conference extraordinaire. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, ladies and gentlemen. The organizers, the supporters, Russo, all the Hollywood boys, all of the Barry Zwicker, and, what's going on? Ian Wood, Tarpley, Moan, Hal Snow, oh man, it's sickening. Dave Slicinger and Rick Siegel, oh, what was Rick Siegel? I think he was like one of they had four dancing Israelis. I think he was too late to show up to the dance that day, so he started filming from the other side of the Hudson on his own. Guys, you got to look into this stuff. These people are absolutely trying to take charge of the lie machine. That's what they're doing. They're taking charge of re-spinning this thing for public consumption. Why? Because there has been, over the last few months, an erosion of people listening to their lies. And they panicked. They are going full tilt. Look at this guy, Dave Schlesinger. We've got more Zionists at this conference than I have ever seen in my life. It's unbelievable. And Alex Jones is absolutely a bad guy. 100%, no question about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I would stake my life on the fact that this man is a 100% criminal Zionist. Criminal Zionist. Oh, by the way, you know, just for giggles here, why did he just in the last 2 weeks start talking about Zionism? He gets on Michael Collins Piper's show the other day and says, "Oh yeah, Mike, the Jews are behind a lot of it. You know, they're taking over. They're and he just starts going into this big tirade about Jewish power and Israeli power and all this, and of course there's superfluous truth, not really strong, powerful evidence that he's given. He's just giving his rhetoric about the Israeli involvement. But what is he trying to do? He's trying to say, well, listen to me. I'm also talking about Israel's connection and the Jews. I'm talking about it. He's a liar. This guy's had 12, 13 years to be able to speak about this. He starts talking about 2 weeks ago because he has to. And then take a look at his conference, guys. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, the people he's got coming to this thing. And, you know, he's got a few dupes in there, too. I got to tell you, some of these people, I got to get in touch with Ray McGovern and let him know that he's going to be participating in a Zionist-controlled presentation. Because, and Annie Meshon as well, because I know Andy's not part of it. He's using them for cover. But the bottom line is these are bad guys. They're going to try to take control of the message, and they're going to try to spin it in the direction they want to go. Why doesn't Alex Jones ever talk about AIPAC? Why? Why doesn't he talk about the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith? Why doesn't he talk about anything to do with the Jewish American Conference? Why doesn't he talk about the buying of our politicians? Why doesn't he talk about the spy scandal, the Pollard case, and all this other stuff? He does in absolute passing terms, never investigated. These people have bought and paid for our entire government, and he's more worried about a Mexican slipping across the border. or you're going to have to pay tolls on your car, on your road. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to be able to have a car if these people completely get their way. And he is part of the deception. He is 100% a bad guy. There's nothing I can tell you. So many people have stated it in so many ways that Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz are working for these people. When is it going to sink into the masses? It's amazing to me. And Conspiracy Central, this downloading thing, they work for these same people, guys. You got to understand, this is Jewish-controlled, Zionist-controlled Jewish influence. Now, of course, many of the Jews that are involved in trying to find the truth have nothing to do with Zionism. We know that. But we just can't figure out which ones. There's 70% of the investigators of 9/11's attack are Jewish, but they're 2% of the country's population. So if you looked at those statistics, you would start thinking that the Jews are the only people that want the truth. Well, no, they're the only ones that want you not to find the truth. Don't you get it? Look at the statistics. It should glare at you. 2% of the population, ladies and gentlemen, 70% of the people investigating. Hello, what do you need? Need me to send you a postcard or something? Good gravy. And all of them are going to show up at Alex's hootenanny here. When are you going to wake up? Oh, you know, it's frustrating for me because, you know, I got a desk here, I got a computer, I got a telephone, and I got my partner, Eric Huffschmidt. Now, Eric was the primary and principal investigator of the 9/11 attack for years. First person to come out with the facts, first person to have the video, first person to write a book, and his stuff still stands as the best book on the subject. But nobody else has come close to that that book, and yet he's not going to be part of this because he doesn't think there's a single person on that list that should be warmed up to. Not one of them should be assisted in telling their story because they're a bunch of obfuscators and liars. Very simply, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what? It's kind of like this. Who can scream the loudest to get the attention? Well, you know what? I'm not going to scream the loudest. I'm going to just talk to you about the facts here. Look at the guy's record. Look at the fact that he started talking about Zionism 2 weeks ago. That should tell you everything you need to know. Should tell you everything you need to know. You should have heard. Go back to the archives on RBN and listen to last Thursday night's show with Michael Collins Piper. And when he starts going, well, you know, it's the Zionists and the Israelis are, and all this bull, because why? He knows that Mike Piper's got an audience of people listening to the facts, and he also knows that they're also listening to the facts that we're putting together on the French Connection, and he knows he's starting to have some serious erosion of his base. Yeah, because the truth rings, man. That's the reason for it. And here he is trying to co-opt the truth. The guy's been at this stuff for 12 years. He never came up that AIPAC bought our government. Hello? Anybody out there? Come on. He never came up to the fact that the biggest contributor to all of these different candidates comes from the Jewish community, comes from the Israeli Public Political Action Committee, Public Affairs Committee, the AIPAC. Come on, guys. I mean, 2% of the population, half of those Jews are not even involved. Half. Like my friend in New York, like my friends from when I grew up, they're not involved in AIPAC. I know, because I see them all the time. When I visit home, I know them. They're not involved in politics at all. They go to work every day. Some of them are professionals. Some of them aren't. Fact is, they're not involved in it at all. So my guess is not 2% of the population, it's 1% of the population, because half the Jews are not involved in this mess, and they don't want any part of it. 1% of the population controlling 70% of this investigation, controlling 100% of our Congress, controlling 100% of our White House, kosherizing our White House kitchen. Oh, man, guys. Oh, boy. You know, and then I have to get on the radio here and rant to you, trying to sell you something that you should have already bought. Now, of course, most of you out there, you know, you've already seen the truth. You know this guy, Alex Jones, is a lying sack of credola. And many people are waking up to that fact. We get emails every day. I get dozens and dozens of them each week that people say, man, I didn't see it that way until you pointed it out. Well, people are seeing it now, and this guy, so what is he going to do? He's going to scream louder. He's going to have a conference with a bunch of Zionists showing up. It's unbelievable. Oh, and he's got his friends at Conspiracy Central not posting our stuff for us anymore, and then saying that all of our information is copyrighted, which is a lie. So, you want to get your stuff, don't go to Conspiracy Central, because they are liar central. And don't go to Loose Change for your crap, because they are crap. And don't go to this conference for your information, because they're liars and they're trying to control the big spin here, the big lie. And look at this list, man. It makes you want to be sick. Aaron Russo. Jesus. Kathleen Rosenblatt. Oh, Morgan Reynolds, the blue screen boy. Yeah, let's go hear him talk about how the news teams actually superimposed airplanes into their video. So that's what really hit the buildings. Yeah, that makes sense. And Ken Reznor. How about Ken getting a clue and understanding that democracy leads to tyranny? This ass potato. He's a moron. Democracy leads to tyranny. Go back to the Kyklos cycles of ancient Greece. They talked about this 2,000-3,000 years ago. We knew this, guys. Constitutional republic is the only way to fight off this scourge, this dirtbag scourge that's coming. Of course they want democracy because they control the media and they can convince people of anything, so then everybody votes for the bad guys. Alex Jones is a perfect example. He controls the flow of discussion because he's got a bigger voice. Everybody links to his crap. And then they convince everybody, oh, yeah, I'm right. Whew, guys. Jesus. It's Anyway. Enough about that hammerhead. Nothing about him that's ever going to be true. It's always going to be portions of the truth with a side helping of lies. And if you don't believe that, maybe you need to change the channel. Maybe you don't want to listen to us anymore, because this guy, whether or not he brings people, he's not bringing people to the truth, like everyone says. He doesn't bring people to this movement. What he does is he corrals you into a lie factory. That's what he does. And then we're standing here trying to get your attention to say, look at this crap. It doesn't add up. It doesn't fit. This guy's had 12 years to investigate this stuff and doesn't want to talk about APEC. Don't want to talk about Levon Affair. Don't want to talk about the USS Liberty. Doesn't want to interview anybody on those subjects. Don't want to talk to Lieutenant Commander Ennis. Doesn't want to talk to the sailors that were on board that ship. Doesn't want to talk about any of that stuff. No. No. The JDL, the Jewish Defense League here, these murderers that go around the country assassinating people, which there's very good evidence that they murdered Gary Webb as well. They were also involved in clandestinely with the Mossad, clandestinely doing Oklahoma City and other things. And, of course, along with Alex Jones's lies, we get this guy Emery, a big Jewish liar over here, and it's just unbelievable stuff. The Zionists that are at work against us here have been lying and spreading lies. You know, scratch a liar, find a thief, ladies and gentlemen. Scratch a liar, find a thief. Yep. If you scratch the surface of someone who's lying to you, what you're going to find is an obfuscator and a criminal thief. That's what happens. And that's an old saying from way back when, and you know what? It's still true today, and you ought to hang your hat on that truth, because it's factual. Anyway, you know, today's show really was not supposed to be about that, but I got this list of this sickening list here of names, and the idea should be that we don't show up to it, that nobody shows up to it, that the whole thing is just a big failure. Of course, that's not what they'll tell you about it. They'll say, oh, yeah, it was a raving success, and this guy's out there with his friend Russo. Do you know who Aaron Russo is, guys? He's one of the biggest Zionist producers in Hollywood. This is who Alex Jones is in bed with. Oh, my God. He's working for the Jewish Zionist, criminal Zionist. This is what he's doing. He always has been, just like I told you. And now it's easier to see his connections now that he's actually openly talking with these people in Hollywood. And that's where he got his Charlie Sheen nonsense. And everyone knows what they were trying to do with that, if you take a look at it, was to set up Charlie Sheen as a big whistleblower and exposer of 9/11 is an inside job, and then they were going to smear him all over the place on the Internet. And that's exactly what they did. And we knew it. Now, did Charlie say some of the truth? Sure, he did. Sure, he talked about truthful stuff. Yes, they did that. Inside job. He didn't talk about the Zionists doing it. He talked about Bush Cheney. Never about Ehud Barak and Olmert and the rest of these people, all involved, all of them. And talk about Netanyahu and how all this thing, and Giuliani and the rest of them that were all involved with Silverstein and Lowy and all of these people. And he didn't talk about anything like that. He just talked about Bush Cheney, Rumsfeld, Bush Cheney. And then they came out and smeared him, which he knew in advance. Because, look, guys, these lawsuits had already been filed. Everyone knew that his girlfriend, his wife, Preston, was going to file suit against him for sleeping with transsexuals and stuff. So what do? They knew they were going to discredit this guy, and it's exactly what they did. And Eric and I knew it immediately. We knew it the same day it came out, because we knew that anybody that would go on Alex Jones' show worked for them. That's how we knew. How's that one? If they came out on Alex Jones' show, they worked for the bad guy. Jesus. 1 + 1 will always be 2, ladies and gentlemen. It'll never be 11. As long as you live, it'll always be 2. So there you go. Anyway. You know, we do have some interesting stuff coming up later in the week. We have an interview coming up on with another expert. I don't want to say his name right now because they're probably going to put pressure on him not to come on my show too. But more people will be doing some of the shows for us in the upcoming near future. So tune in, fight with us. You know, so many people have been going over the MySpace as well. We've got to. You know, you don't automatically get on MySpace. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, two-thirds of the people who apply to MySpace don't make it on. We are a special group at MySpace. We are there for serious discussion and honest interpretation and hard work. And if you're a music group, don't apply, because I don't want to put in music groups. There are a few already on there. They've got grandfathered in, but no new music groups. I don't approve that. And, you know, if you got an Alex Jones bent on everything you're putting out there, you're just going to go there to pee on everyone's leg. That's not what this is about. This is about people figuring out ways of networking and getting the truth together so that we can start doing something positive. You know, because the goal now is to do something. I mean, we know who did this stuff. We know who the bad guys are. Now let's do something about it. Let's figure out ways and hash out the different ways of getting people first involved, and then secondly, how we can take action. Because thoughts without action are nothing. It's zero. It's anything plus zero is zero. So I mean, if you're not going to have the entire effort with some kind of payoff, this is going to fail miserably. So the MySpace has been a great place for that to happen. And it's MySpace/Daryl Bradford Smith, all one word, and you'll get there. And I'll approve you if you're going to be doing work with us, if you're going to put the effort in. And what else is coming up here? What else we got going on? Well, we got a couple of articles in the works right now. If you've been reading those the articles by Chris Bolin, that was a little gift to the French Connection from Chris. He works hard at understanding the facts. And I'd like maybe to bring on Mike Piper again, because he's got a similar take in many of his things that he's uncovered over time. You know, he's works hard to find the truth as well. So anyway, that's going to be the rant for today. I wanted to say that because I was looking at this list and I just couldn't believe it. And I wanted to let everybody know about that nonsensical Conspiracy Central site. Don't even bother frequenting them anymore, because they're liars. And if they don't take off what they've written there, I'm gonna post it everywhere on the internet that Conspiracy Central is liars. Which you should do that anyway. It's controlled by the Zionists, guys. And it has been for a long time. And you'll notice that if you try to put something up factual there, it gets knocked right off. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, Today's Monday, and my name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and this is the little discussion for this Memorial Day. I want everybody to have a wonderful day off, and hopefully you'll be tuning in later in the week for some great interviews and more information from the French Connection, from Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hushman and others. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well. Bye-bye.